crank up the volume and get ready. It's time for Independent Artist Spotlight, right here on MusicRanchRadio.com.
All right, we're a little bit early tonight, just because we said, we'll go early. And so it's 6:57. We got Jessica Lechner with us. How you doing, Jessica?
I'm doing good.
Okay, you pull that microphone to you just a hair. There you go. How's that?
Good for me.
We want you to be comfortable, you know what I mean? How about you, Greg? You over there?
I'm pretty comfortable. How do I sound?
You sound comfortable.
Okay, good.
All right, well, everybody's comfortable now. And so another edition of Independent Artist Spotlight on Wednesday nights, and we have so much fun doing this.
We sure do.
And doing an in-house thing is so cool, and we're so glad you decided to drive up, Jessica, because it makes a big difference when we got you right here in the studio.
I agree. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. You're welcome to come to the Roadhouse. Come back anytime you want. Hell, you can run the show if you want. It's it's just the way it is around here. So we talked about doing the essentials. And right. Because not everybody knows you, but they will soon. And so we've got a lot of folks from the Midwest tuned in. So tell us about how you got started, where you got started, and are you originally from Montana?
I am. I'm from a small town east of Billings called Pompey's Pillar.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And I just always loved playing music. And for Christmas one year when I was 18, 17, I got a guitar. Sweet. And didn't know I wanted to write songs until I got a guitar. Excuse me. And just kind of happened.
So you were 17 or 18?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool, because you're not much older than that now. So I mean,
turned 30.
Just turned 30.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome to hear. Now, is any of your family musical, or?
You know, my grandpa played accordion, and we always sang and played music on holidays and Christmas especially. And some of his brothers play guitar and sing, and they just did it for fun. But other than that, not really.
Wow.
My sister's an artist, but that's about as close as we get.
So how long have you been, let's say professionally for money, mm-hmm. how long after you're 17, 18 years old did you get started just gigging?
Well, I moved to Billings to go to college at MSU Billings on a volleyball mm-hmm. scholarship, and I played there for 4 years, and I also worked at Mackenzie River Pizza, and they had Blue Moon Nights. So I asked if I could play one instead of work one, and they let me, and that was kind of my start to playing live in Billings. And then I went to all the open mics at the garage and just kept going from there.
So do you feel like you're relatively new into the industry, or?
Well, no. Okay. Since I've been around Billings for so long, I've been playing Billings for over 10 years now.
Okay.
So I'm pretty comfy there.
Yeah.
And were these song nights your own songs, or had you start writing then?
I did start writing then. I started writing when I was 18, my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. Actually, my dad was diagnosed with cancer when I was a senior. And I wrote my first song then, and I just kept going. So I would throw in my own songs a lot at those, but mostly covers.
Yeah.
And then Trevor Krieger jumped in and started playing fiddle with me. I got really lucky.
There's a talent.
Yeah.
You know, he's an amazing guy. Yeah. Nice guy, too.
Yeah.
I like Trevor.
Helped me out. Got me.
And then you
motivated.
Did, and then you've done like some duo stuff, or have you played with a lot of bands? Or
yeah, I was in a duo called the Jaded Ladies for a long time, and then we were a band for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And ever since that, I've just been solo, and I do collaborate with other musicians in Billings quite a bit. Recently, with Annalisa Rose from Stevensville.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yep. Her and I call ourselves the Dive Bar Daughters when we play together.
I think that's such a cool name.
It's really fun. And I mean, just a bunch of other musicians I collaborate with whenever I have a chance.
That's awesome.
Well, I saw you the first time at one of the songwriters in the round at the Pollard. Or you did?
Oh, was it,
were you there?
Yes.
I was pretty impressed at that, seeing you the first time there.
Well, thank you. I was supposed to be an audience member, but I got talked into playing
that. That's what it was.
I thought
they pulled you up there to get you started or get you going on something.
Yeah, it was great.
Yep.
Shove that top down on there again. I don't know what's going on.
I don't hear myself that well.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Something's got to go on. You got to have.
Well, I don't have to talk that much tonight.
Well,
anyway,
we can hear you, okay? It's just I see you coming on the left side instead of the left and right. But we'll address that
stuff at
some point. Yeah. It's got to be something. I mean, it would be disappointing if it wasn't.
Yeah, we're here to hear Jessica play anyway.
That's right. So, and tonight, what we'll do is, you've got a 6-song EP, right?
Yes.
And you and your guitar.
Just me and my guitar.
Which is, there's nothing wrong with that, man. That's the way it should be.
I've been wanting to do it for a really long time and just decided it was time. No more waiting around.
Good. And now you got something to sell off the stage, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because people want to do that. They want to take something home, you know.
They do, yeah.
And it's good that everybody's got a little something there for them. Well, listen, let's kick off with one, shall we?
Okay.
And you can tell us what it is and a little bit about it.
Okay. I'm going to start with the first one that's on my EP. This is called Bring Me Back. Just a little background on the song, I guess. I was working at the Rock Pile at the time that I wrote this song. Mm-hmm. A bar in Billings, which doesn't exist anymore.
It's in a rock pile now.
Yeah. And I had just been working a lot at the bar and not back to my old self, just loving life and being a good kid. So I wrote this song called Bring Me Back.
All right. Jessica Lechter, here we go.
On my own. Oh, saw. Oh, take me back, all the way back. Oh, 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 oh.
And the crowd roars.
That's awesome.
Man, that's a great song.
Thank you.
Pretty voice. I'm getting texts. And
oh, thank you. Good deal.
Lots of good stuff. But yeah, and you do have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And I know you're struggling, you said, with everybody is with the smoke that we've had.
Smoke. And my goodness.
I know I felt bad for poor Lee Moran, you know, playing the harp. He was sucking in all that air. It's about get you, you know. But nothing wrong with that. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that's one of the best sounding Taylor guitars I've ever heard.
Well, thank you.
I love that guitar. And, you know, I'm just a big fan.
It makes me
yours.
Sound good.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what they're for. So, very cool song. And, Greg, what do you got? You wanted a question or had a question you wanted to ask?
I think I might have forgot it. I'm too busy over here looking, reading all the text of the Janice loves her voice, pretty voice, all kinds of different things. But you go ahead.
All right. Well, here's what I want to ask. First of all, how do they get a hold of a CD from you if you want the CD?
Well, coming to one of my shows, of course.
Is always the easiest way.
I'm working on getting my songs up on CD Baby, and so they'll be on iTunes and Pandora and Spotify and all that good stuff.
Right.
I've been working really hard on a new website, a website. I don't even have a website. I'm a little late to the game here.
Well, you have a Facebook, Jessica Luckner Music.
That's right, Jessica Luckner Music.
Is anything available on there, or ways to
not yet
contact you?
It will be,
but they can message you or whatever.
Absolutely,
yeah. There's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. That'd be great. So
I'm going to take some over to Smiling Dog Records in Billings.
Michael,
And
Michael's been up the Roadhouse.
I bet.
Did you know he's a great singer?
I did know that.
Yeah.
And a great songwriter and piano player.
Yeah.
And supports musicians much. Yeah. He's great.
Great guy. We'll get him on with us one night. We sat around here. In fact, it was me and Costas and Sean Devine and Mike sat up here one night, late night. Let me just
wasn't
say
that. Wasn't that during the Songwriter Festival?
Yeah.
I heard a little bit about it.
Yeah.
It was a late night. I thought I got out of here early.
It was big fun, and it's great, that he does support that, you know. And he and I are both on the same page with that kind of thing. You know, independent artists, it's tough to get heard even when you're in the main vein, you know, because what used to be the top 40 is now the top 10, it seems like. And so it's tough to go. Well, do you feel like doing another one?
Sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because we've only got an hour, and you have how many songs do you think you have, original tunes?
Well, that I would play in public, mm-hmm. I would say about 18 to 20.
That's pretty dang good.
Yeah, a lot more of that you won't hear.
Because
or maybe you will in the future when they're fine-tuned.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, I forget. I think it was, I can't remember if it was Even Stevens or Tony Lane that said songs are like children, you know. When you write them, you kind of hate to see them go, and then there's some that you wish that just would leave. But there's always some, you know, and sometimes you go back to them too, you know.
Right.
And rewrite a lot of the stuff, so.
Yeah, I've been working on that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work out so good.
There you go. Just think if everyone you wrote was a hit, see?
Ooh.
Wonder how many Costas went through to get 21 of them.
I wonder that too.
Yeah, he's got a parcel.
My goodness.
Yeah. All right, what's the next one you got for us?
Okay, well, I'm not really sure the order on my CD off the top of my head, so I'm just going to pick another one.
Oh, just pick what you want.
Yeah.
We want to leave a little mystique for the CD.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little lullaby that I wrote.
Oh, cool.
It's about being a songwriter, being an artist.
Right.
And it's called Worn Out Strings.
Wow. I've had some of those.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. You're like the torn out pages in my diary. You're that someone that used to be. And I'm a lover scorned, like an old guitar that's worn. And again, I get tossed and tucked away. But I'm a rider, I'm a dreamer, I'm a lover, and I'm a fighter. All my strings are frayed, and these lines on this page are from all the songs we used to play. But I'm not that girl from your love song wearing pearls, and I won't be the one to play along. 'Cause I'm a rider, I'm a dreamer, I'm a lover, and I'm a fighter. Well, I'm a rider, I'm a dreamer, I'm a lover, and I'm a fighter.
Wow, nice. Gives you chills sitting right here next to you.
Oh,
clap this time. Yeah, that's a cool song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's right in that vein. So you picked everything up on your own.
I took a couple guitar lessons.
Oh, really?
From Tim Furch.
Oh, I know Tim
I'm
Furch.
Sure you do. Yep. And my second guitar lesson, he took me out to his parents' house, and we all played together. And it was my first time playing chords.
Bunch of fiddle players.
Oh, it was so much fun. And we rocked coming around the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I took a few lessons from him, and then I just decided I was good. And I
kept going.
Although I could have learned a heck of a lot more from him. He's probably thinking that, but
well, I mean,
he still supports me and is
great guitar. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So you put a lot of time and effort into it even now, right?
I do. I mostly play more than practice, or did before.
We actually call that practice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But this is my new full-time gig now, so.
Okay, I was waiting for that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's today. Coming out.
Oh, man, sweat was on that. So you decided to take the plunge.
I did.
Yeah.
Yep. Turned 30 and decided this is the time. So I'm.
So you packed up the car.
My car is always packed for a gig. So oh, yeah. I was ready. I've been ready for 10 years.
So how much more are you going to play? Is it going to be nightly or?
You know, I haven't really decided yet. I'm going to start out by just touring Montana and getting out as much as possible, writing, getting a website together, figuring out how to do this, and hopefully go further, get to Washington and anywhere.
Just
I'm not opposed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we'll help you all we can.
And, well, thank you. I appreciate
that. So here's
that.
The thing. Jessica is available for bookings,
that's
by the way.
Right.
So if you're listening in. And
Pat just said, is she on rotation? Because he knows she'll be a big hit in Woodstock.
Oh,
Illinois.
Yeah. So we probably book you a gig at Woodstock.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, we better get you a few on the way out and the way back. So it's kind of a long haul for one gig, unless it pays a lot. Now we've done that before.
Yeah.
And loaded up the bus and went a long ways, but mm-hmm. it's got to pay a lot when you get there, you know. So, well, good, man. I'm excited for you. And I always get excited because we were talking earlier about Greg's two boys, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know you probably feel the same way I do, and it's easy because we're musicians. But, you know, I just think that we were given this talent for a reason, and you need to
right.
use that talent. And I got to tell you, in lieu of what goes on in the world today, I was thinking the other day. In fact, I said this very thing to Costas, and he had the greatest answer I've ever heard.
Of course,
doesn't he always?
Did. No. Did you write it down? You remembered it at least.
Yeah, exactly. I could tell you some stories about Costas. What about it? He's going to write a happy blues tune? So, but I said to him, I said, you know, music is such an integral part of everybody's life. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what? And some not so good, some really good. You know, and you know, there was a big, as Jimmy Fallon would say, the big contravesty about, you know, some of the hard rock that they felt was influencing kids to do certain things or whatever. But, you know, music has been so healing for so many people.
Right.
And even when you look at, just like last night, you know, they had the Hand in Hand and the concert on and raised $14 million in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's done with music. And so, you know, I feel like a person has an obligation. And I say that, and there's a way to balance everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I come from the old school. We used to play six nights a week. You probably wouldn't do that anymore. You certainly wouldn't do it in one spot, you know.
Right.
But have always felt that there's a balance there.
Mm-hmm.
And like my dad used to say, you know, everything in moderation. And, you know, some of the most talented people here lately are leaving us for reasons unknown to me, for sure, that you would think have everything dialed in, and yet they can't take the stress. But I do feel it's an obligation as a musician, and if you've got that talent, you should let it be heard, because it's, you know, where would life be without music? And Costas told me, he said, if you think about it, everything, I said, I wonder when music started. And of course, it was one of those deep thought mornings. And he's looking up and he goes, Jimmy, he said, just listen. It's all around us. He said, from the wind, from the leaves. I'm like, all right, deep tracks.
He's like a great philosopher.
But it's the truth,
yes,
you know? I mean, because
yes.
you always wonder about the, you know, who ate the first egg. But, you know, and the same thing with music. You know, how did, mm-hmm. I wonder how it really got started, whether it was from somebody hitting a rock or who knows, you know?
Yeah.
But it is all around us. So I'm really tickled when I hear somebody like you that is so talented, mm-hmm. that wants to get out there and just spread the word.
Well,
just
you.
Do it. Don't hold it back and say, well, someday I'll go. Now you're doing it.
I've been that someday person for a long time.
Well, trust me, it's a lot easier on the young end than it is on the old end. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I told Levi, my son, you know, is it's something you're going to have for the rest of your life. You know, you may not at some point, you know, obviously life changes. And, you know, you may not end up doing it full time, but it will always be with you. And it's something
right.
that you can always do. So,
mm-hmm.
and I always say it's kind of a blessing and a curse.
That's true.
Because it's hard to quit music. You know, I mean, I've tried it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So, well, listen, I got to do a Willie's commercial, because you want to know why? Willie's is one of our sponsors for the Roadhouse and for this particular show.
Oh.
And normally we have Willie's, but out of respect, we've kind of kept Willie's out of the studio tonight. And
respect for...
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. I see.
Livers.
I see.
Yeah, for our livers. I'm sure we could dig around out there and find some Willie's. But we'll be right back after this.
Oh my, that is a delicious adult beverage. What is that?
Well, that's Willie's Montana Honey Moonshine.
Where's Willie's?
Well, take 85 south from Belgrade, 8 miles to Four Corners, then ride on 84 west past the Madison River. Don't forget your fly rod, 29 miles to the Norris Junction stop at the stop sign and go left for 16 miles. Pull into the town pump in Enniskan and ask them, where's Willie's? Or you could just ask for it at your local watering hole. Willie's Distillery, spirits of the American West. 312 Main, Ennis, Montana. Willie'sDistillery.com.
All right, and we're back. And, you know, great commercial. You know that's L, you know.
Yes.
The not so
our little buddy L. Yeah, you know, he's an ordained minister. Did you know that now?
He did tell me that.
He did my daughter's wedding. And we'd love to call him L, Reverend L, not so Sharpton. And, boy, what a hoot that boy is.
Yep.
So what's your next song?
Well, since we were talking about the deeper meaning of
deep thoughts.
Yes. and using our talents. And I have been really lucky to play at this thing called Cowgirls versus Cancer in Livingston.
Awesome.
Yeah. Women from all over the U.S., people nominate them or they write into Margaret Vapp, and she goes through all of these submissions and picks. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact number, if it's 9 or 10, but these women get picked and their trip gets paid for, and they come out to Montana and they do yoga and they ride horses and they just get to be around other women who are going through
the same thing
they have. And I had no idea what to expect the first year that I went. And my family's been through cancer. So I was really excited. Mm-hmm.
Lost two siblings this year with cancer.
Oh, yeah. It just touches everybody. Oh, and
terrible.
Yeah. So I was really excited to be a part of this, and I had no idea what to expect, but I think it was better for me than it was for them. I mean, they all say it was this amazing experience, but they were amazing people, and I got to share my music with them.
Mm-hmm.
So after I was done with that and I went home, I wrote a song for these women, and it's called Living Angel.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So I think I'll play that one next.
It's highly emotional to be at those type of
it is.
Deals. That's where you get to find out that most musicians are extremely emotional. And
Yeah.
I have trouble watching Lassie myself. But, man, I can hardly wait to hear this. This is great. Yeah. So will they adopt this into the organization, you think?
You know, I'm not sure. Last year they did this last year I got to go again, mm-hmm. and they did a documentary. But it was just a short documentary for the 100. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that? They pick 100 causes, and they do little documentaries on them. They're not very long, but...
you know what? Is that televised, too, once a year?
It is.
Yeah.
Yep, and then they pick a winner out of all of them. But...
Humanitarian
I submitted my
type,
song, yeah. but it didn't make it.
Oh.
So.
Keep doing it.
Yep.
But it was mostly talking, so I understand. I'm going to go with they needed instrumental.
Ah.
So that's why.
Okay. All right. Well, we're looking forward to this.
Okay.
Jessica Lefter.
This is Living Angel. Broken and she's been prayed her share of ails, some for me and some for you. Oh, she's earned a scar or two. She may not feel as beautiful she did before. She's a living angel. She's stronger than she knows. She's been down some lonely roads, never thinking of herself, and always finding ways to help. We'll never know where she's been unless we're in her skin. She's a living angel. Oh, her light, how it shines, and you can see it in her eyes. Not afraid of anything that you or I have seen. She's adding to the beauty of
awesome.
Thank you.
Woo. That one will send a little chill up your spine.
You know,
great song.
Songwriting is pretty amazing. I have never been so, I've never had a better compliment than when someone comes up to me and says, that's something that I wrote moved them or gave them hope or, I mean, just anything. It's pretty amazing.
Once again, you know, it goes back to music motivates the world, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of healing qualities with music. And
stories to tell. And
yeah. Right. And it's healing for us as songwriters to get it out.
Yeah.
Write it down.
How are you touring? I mean, it's new or where you're going to be. You don't have a schedule, I'm sure.
I do, yet. But I have to look at it to know where I'm.
Okay. Is that
I'm one
on
of
your
those
Facebook
people.
Page?
It will be.
Okay.
I'm working on it. I'm actually in Red Lodge at the end of September, Friday, Saturday.
Cool.
Yeah.
At
the Snag.
Yeah.
It's one of those late ones. It's hard to get out past
9:30. It's 5 to 9.
Oh. No, she's doing the 5.
Oh, the Snag. Yeah. Okay, I'm thinking
yeah.
Snow Creek.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
But, you know, I've been so lucky, especially living in Billings. The music community there is amazing. And people are so helpful and wonderful. And this album, my friend Wes Urbaniak recorded it for me. And he's just been nothing but help, and he's just great. And he does those Lightbox music videos for any singer-songwriters.
Cool.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those. I like those a lot. Yeah.
And he's an amazing musician on top of it.
Yes,
so
he is.
Collaborating with him at the end, or in October, on a project he's working on. So.
Well, that's cool, man. You know, people helping people once again,
right?
You know? And that's the way it is. And you're absolutely right. You know, we talked about this a lot with you know, we've got a lot of LA musicians around here now.
Yes.
And you know, I said it's pretty amazing. And I know, like Leroy Miller, just visited with Leroy. He said, "Man, it's unbelievable to me how many great musicians are hanging out in the woods,
you know?
I mean, of Montana. You know, you think, what are they doing here, you know? And then now he's here himself. And now you know what we're doing here, you know? And, so that's awesome. And you're going to get a lot of gigs. I know you do. You play a lot anyway. And good for you. Are you still doing the Burger Dive once in a while?
Burger Dive? I've never played Burger Dive.
I thought you did. I thought you played Dave's or something down there. Was that the?
I play the garage.
The garage. Maybe it's the garage I'm thinking about. Because I thought it there for a while they had music there, but hey, you know, that's me. What do I know?
I don't know.
So
it's possible.
Yeah.
But it wasn't me.
Okay.
Now, are we hearing all the six songs that are on your EP?
Yes.
Okay.
We will eventually.
You will.
So, and that reminds us, we probably should push along because we're gonna get to them all.
All right.
And that's how we're gonna do it. Your buddy just left you over there.
Oh.
You know, our trained
your guard
feline
cat?
Technician.
No, here he's back.
All right, here we go. And you can tell us about this one.
Okay.
Tell Patrick we know. Patrick, we know. Once again, we're fighting that problem, you know.
This next song I'm going to do is one that Wes actually recorded a Lightbox session with, so you can see that on my Facebook page or at...
Now, those go up to YouTube, too, don't they?
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel called Lightbox Music Sessions,
yep.
I believe.
Yep, check them
and
out.
There's so many.
There is. There's
amazing.
A lot of them. They're good.
And Billings musicians, I mean, we've got to get him up here to Red Lodge, too. Actually, he did one in Red Lodge, I believe, for Jarrett Kostuba.
Yeah. Jarrett's kind of new to Jarrett. I've run into him a couple times. I've not got to hear him yet.
Oh, yeah.
But I've heard that he's very good.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. So, yeah, he plays.
He plays in Red Lodge, right? From Red Lodge.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where he's from. He was living in Billings, but now.
Okay. I think they just moved up here.
Yeah.
I think his wife is working at the hospital up here now. And I think, he's a utility guy. He plays mando and guitar. And
he can sing.
All kinds of stuff.
And write.
Yeah.
Got a lot of
one of
great
those
musicians
guys.
Hiding in this on this end of Montana
here. Yeah, cool. All right, well, tell us about this one.
Okay, you know, there's not much explanation. I guess I'll just tell you the title. This is called Stronger Woman.
Okay.
Okay. Help, I'm lost, can't find my way home. Help, I'm torn, my pieces are on the floor. I've lost all my life. I don't think that you can hear me, 'cause I got no more fight. I'm begging the whole world to forgive me for taking all my pride. All of this has finally lost me, and I'm calling out in the night. Help, I'm lost, can't find stronger woman. Climbing up out of the darkness, I want my voice heard. Tearing through all of the cobwebs and dusting off my words. I'm making my way to the other side, dealing with this hurt. Brushing off the doubt and the weakness, and soon I won't be cursed. Help, I'm lost, can't find my way home. Help, I'm torn, my pieces are on the floor. Alone I stand, pull me up, put out of your hand, 'cause I'm stronger woman. I'm not done. You ain't seen the last of me, no. I'm not done. You ain't heard
the last song I sing. I'm not done. You ain't seen the last of me. Oh, no. Oh, 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 oh. Help, I'm torn. Help, I'm torn. My pieces are on the floor. Alone stronger woman. No, I'm not done. No, I'm coming back a stronger woman.
I love the applause.
Yeah, once again, wow. The crowd went wild.
Yeah.
So,
in the studio.
Big shout out to all the folks back in the Midwest that are listening in. And we got some LA folks listening in today.
Hey. All right.
And Denver and looks like Phoenix area.
Any New Jersey?
I don't see a New Jersey, but there could be. There could be. So, man, that's a snappy little number. I like that one
a
lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
You know, I wrote that for myself, but I had a couple people come up to me and say that they need to give it to someone that they know who's going through depression or a hard time or something. Sure. And like yeah. I said, it's just amazing how something I wrote for myself can actually reach out to someone else.
So well, it's also interpretation, too. You know, I was listening to Jeffrey Steele talk one time. And, of course, he's written many, many hits. And he was saying that some of the songs that he even wrote that were so personal to him that people take it as, you know, they have a total different meaning than what the song means to him.
Right.
It just, it fit them, you know, and mm-hmm. it depends on what you're thinking at the time. And yeah. You know, and it's great that people can do that. That's, once again, you know, that's what the beauty of music is that there's something in it for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
So did Patrick have a question? Does Patrick have a question for us?
No, I got from Hayden, a beautiful. Sounds beautiful. But,
yeah.
No, yeah, he did have it. Actually, it was a, he's mad at us because we didn't respect his liver.
Oh, we're sorry.
So, yeah, nicer no question that I see.
Well, speaking of L.A., I have a good friend of mine, Chad McKenzie. He mixed and mastered my CD, and he very lives cool. in L.A. He works there at a recording studio. He took the time to help me out, and yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like I said, I've just been blessed with some pretty amazing people.
Well, you deserve it with a voice like that.
So. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you've got a strong voice. That's what I have a sister that sings like you. You know,
yeah.
She doesn't even really need a microphone, but,
I know.
You know. And you're doing really well, by the way. I know that you were worried about your voice, but it sounds beautiful.
God, thank you.
Beautiful, lovely. What else did I
can hardly wait to play this back because it's going to sound
you'll notice
awesome.
All the mistakes I made.
No. Hey, it's original stuff. We don't know
what's true. Yeah. That is true.
It's your material. So you got Hayden on. Is Hayden? So hey, did Hayden listen to the part about where we talked about that? You know, it's a
You got to do it now.
That's right. And, you know,
I think he's listening to the whole.
We're
thing.
We're destined to do it.
That's it isn't just Dad telling you that, Hayden.
Yeah.
It's all of us out here, Hayden. All right. So let's see how many we've got. We've got a couple, two, three more.
Couple, two, three.
Okay. Two. I think.
We do have a question here.
Okay.
Says, how many days a week do you play?
Right now, it's usually two.
Two.
But and I'm hoping to move that number up. Two, four, five.
Yeah. Well,
at least
you know,
get the weekends off.
Yeah.
Or 2 days a week, maybe not the weekends.
It's kind of cyclical. You know, you'll book up. Because every club seems like it books at 3 month increments,
right?
So you know you might be basically that's what we call a tour anymore is when you're in four or five different places and I think Patrick I think we might have covered this, But I'm going to ask her anyway for you. What was your motivation to go into music?
Oh, I just wanted to sing always when I was a kid. Even when my friends told me I didn't sound good, I didn't care.
Well, you have to suck.
I know. That's just I the did. Way it is. Yeah.
You can't.
Well, I think when you have that kind of talent, it's in you. It needs to come out.
Yeah, I just, I wouldn't take no for an answer. I just kept asking people, and I started singing the national anthem at my older sister's volleyball games and basketball games.
Yeah.
And at church, they let me sing finally. I talked them into letting me sing Amazing Grace, and then they never stopped letting me sing. So that's, I just kept going. That's persistence.
That's what Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters says. You know, you can't, he's, you know, favorite. Nowadays, kids of mine too, and I, you know, he's kind of like listening to Kid Rock politically. But anyway, Grohl.
I don't pay attention to
Grohl is, you know, he said everybody, really, when you start out, everybody should start out in a garage band.
Yeah.
You know, you have to start out, you have to suck, you have to want to get better. And you know, you start finding different people to gig with.
Yeah.
You know, you start working on your own material. Sometimes you get tired of waiting on other people, so you go ahead with your stuff.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, and every gig, a person gets better.
Well,
and I don't care how long you've been doing it. It's
right.
Still that way, you know.
I'm going to just say again how lucky I am. Becky Sappington was with me in the Jaded Ladies, and our band was Parker Brown, Trevor Krieger, and Clay Green.
Oh,
and the two of us. That was who I learned to start playing music with.
Three of the heaviest hitters.
Right?
Yeah.
And they, I can't thank them enough for everything they gave me. They don't even know how important they were.
A few pointers along?
Just a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like big brothers.
Wow.
It was like having...
Well, that
three
explains,
big brothers
that explains a lot
dads.
Right there. Yeah. No kidding. I don't know. I didn't even know that you could get those three in one room at one time.
Yes.
Because they're all so busy.
It was amazing.
Well, that's awesome news. That's good to hear.
Yeah
that's great, great. Well, we're going to push along because we're going to get these in. So tell us about the next one.
Oh. I'm blanking out on one of them.
Really?
But
that's
we'll
okay.
Start, we'll do the one I can remember at the moment. How about that?
That'll work. And we don't necessarily, I mean, they're going to buy the CD.
Well,
so if
I hope
you got
so.
One, in fact, we should do that. You should pick one that's not on the CD that you really like. We'll do that next, or not after this one.
We'll do this one first.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, this next one, I write a lot about strong women.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I'm married to one.
There you go. See, and I'm surrounded by them most of the time. My mom and my sister are pretty incredible people. Mm-hmm. And I wrote this song about all my amazing friends that are women and my family. And yeah, this is called She's Everything.
Okay.
She's everything.
following with a shadow bigger than her fears. Running from the night, hiding from the morning light, fighting back her tears.
Awesome.
Ooh.
That worried you.
The voice is leaving me a little bit here.
Oh, you're doing fine, though.
One more. Two more, maybe, if we're lucky.
I just got to clarify this because I have Patrick down in Woodstock. I think he wants to kick my behind. He goes, man, there's no way she could ever have sucked. And I said, don't take that the wrong way. Now, I didn't say that Jessica ever sucked. What I meant was is that we don't usually all are born singing like Jessica Lecter. Yeah. Now, maybe Jessica was. I don't know. But usually you got to start somewhere,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And, well, we have our paleontologist, Jason Shine, listening. And he said, oh, man, you're right. Love her voice.
Oh,
so we got
so nice.
Pennsylvania on there, PA.
All right,
man. University.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe I forgot this last song because it's the most important song for me that I've ever written.
Oh,
and I forgot
wow.
about it. So we do have to play it. Do you have it on there by any chance?
You know what? I can look here.
If not, I can try it.
Well, you're not
going to push through.
You're not going to make a mistake.
Oh.
Remember you wrote it. Now, I'm not going to say that you maybe
and
won't rewrite
it.
A verse. But there's no way you're going to make a mistake. You know, I wasn't prepared to do that. I could dig through
okay.
and find it, but
I think
you know, I just
I can push through.
Yeah, I mean, we want to hear you. Not that we wouldn't hear you on the CD, but it's just so cool to have you.
Yeah, this is.
And besides that, we get to sit back and watch somebody work. So it's you know.
And normally we don't get to hear the music because we're. Talking a breakdown.
Right,
I'm
great.
Get to
yeah.
just sit and listen.
So it's great to
especially
just
with
be
the headphones.
Able to and do me a favor and don't ever, ever sell that guitar. And if you do, call me first.
Okay.
Yeah. That is that is just such an awesome sounding guitar. You know, it's so weird because you can get guitars, they look alike, they could be mm-hmm. made by the to you know, the same company, could be the same model, but there's some that just have that sound.
Yeah.
And that just happens to be one of them. And that's I think that's an 8, what is that, 814?
810.
810?
I believe.
810E? Is that a thing?
Could be. Yeah. I'm not. It's a Taylor, but.
You may be right on the 814.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure.
One of those.
Yeah.
Two.
It's a good.
Yes.
It's a good.
Right after I bought this, I was playing at the Magic City Music Awards in Billings. And my strap broke on my guitar, and this fell straight onto a cement floor.
So it
has a really pretty hole that has been repaired in the back. But it still sounds good. So,
you know, it's weird how that happens, too, because I've got, I'm going to say, I don't know, probably got seven or eight basses.
Yeah.
And the one that I play mostly is a Lakeland. And I've got guitars like the white one out there. That's, I think that's a 1982. There isn't a scratch on that guitar. And this Lakeland's probably six, 7 years old. And that thing, I've pulled it over on the stage I don't know how many times. You know, just it's funny how that happens. It's just so weird.
Makes them sound better.
Yeah, well, people, they pay more for the road worn.
Like Willie's guitar.
Yeah, Willie's is pretty close. So, yeah. So, anyway, man, here's the deal, guys. Go to Jessica Lechner Music, right?
Correct. And it's L-E-C-H-N-E-R.
Did I even spell it anywhere? I don't think so.
I don't. It's you didn't. You spelled it correctly.
Well, I thought so, yeah.
Just hard for people listening.
L-E-C-H-N-E-R. And go to her Facebook page. Like the page, because that's important. And, you know, if you want a CD, you can message her. I'm sure that there's a way. Are you set up? Well, you're probably not set up like through PayPal yet, but you will be.
Right. And if you keep following me on Facebook, you'll see when it becomes available online for anyone to get.
Very cool.
Which will be soon.
Good. Well, you know, it's hard to get all this stuff together at once when you're busy performing.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing.
True.
And even to take the time out to do one is tough, you know. So,
yeah.
How long did it take you to do that EP?
I rushed it because I wanted it to feel live.
Uh-huh.
I wanted it to be just like what people hear when they come and listen to me at a live show. So that's what it is. Awesome. I went through the songs straight through, and I fixed just a few little things here and there, and left some of the minor.
Right.
So it sounds, like you're on stage.
It's, yeah, sounds but like it took should. Me about a week.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
It was, I was sweating it.
Probably took longer to master it than it did to record it, maybe.
Yeah, he worked really hard on it for 3 days for me and got it back to me.
Oh, cool.
In 3 days, yeah.
Man, that's like a record.
I know.
Well, it is a record.
And then, I wanted it for the music festival here in Red Lodge. So,
awesome.
I hustled and I got it done.
Now, did you send it off to disc makers or anything? Or
I did. I think that was the company I used.
And they did your, that's where they do your.
They printed everything. And
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's, I mean, it's just great. I know that everybody's always trying to work on that and get a CD out there. And, you know, anymore, it used to, that was kind of a dying thing for a while. People weren't doing CDs.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you know, with the venues the way they are, you got to rely a lot on your merchandise.
Right.
To make a living. And rightly so. And like you said, kudos go out to these breweries that are having live music because, you know, they don't need to.
Right.
They don't need to do that. And there's so many of them. In fact, right now, I mean, for solo and duos, that's kind of the place to be.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, so awesome that they're doing that. And everybody's got a place to work.
Yeah.
And now you got a radio station where people can hear you. So, I mean, come on now. What's left? Let's just get out there and gig, you know.
Start playing it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we got about 4 minutes. So let's do this. Let's do this song and then we'll come back and say our goodbyes. And, man, what a pleasure having you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
Greg,
yeah.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah, isn't he?
Looking forward to the snag bar.
The rock star.
All right. I'll see you there.
Greg is will be one of your best groupies. Greg goes to almost every show.
Now,
because, number one, you can, which is cool.
Well, now that the campus closed, it'll be a lot easier. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm going to have a guest, Wes Urbaniak. At the snag.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be cool.
I'm excited for that. So.
I might have to figure that out myself now.
And it's early.
Yeah. Well, you know, I stumble it on occasion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this next one is, this is a song that my dad passed away 9 years ago, and it took me that long to write a song for him. So this is called You're Here.
All right. Oh, nice.
When I see the sunrise over that river, I see your smiling face. When I hear the geese fly over my head, I think of you again. When radar love comes on the radio, we all cry and sing along. 'Cause you are the angel watching over us. You are the sun on my skin. You are the train whistle breaking the silence. Let me know that you're here. Oh, you're here. The moment you were gone, I thought I'd lost everything I had. As I grow older now, I know I was wrong. 'Cause look at what you left. You're the strength in me, the wind through the trees.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Thank you
great,
so much.
Great tribute to your dad.
Thank
and that
you.
Song like that that could reach out to anybody.
Absolutely.
I lost both of my parents the last few years.
Really?
And, you know,
yeah.
to anybody that,
yeah.
that could.
It really does. Jessica, thank you so yeah. much
oh,
for coming.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, you're welcome back anytime. When you come up when you come up to do the Pollard, if you got Wes with you, you know, let me know.
And, yeah.
Stag. Or, yeah, the Stag. Pollard Stag, whatever.
Maybe the Pollard, though.
Maybe,
I've
yeah.
been in touch with her, so
yeah, Paulette yeah. should have you there. Yeah.
yeah,
So, you know, anytime you come up, we'll do some radio. Mm-hmm. And I love to have people drop by in the mornings even, you know. So, and now that you're not working, a day gig. Now you're working twice as hard.
Yeah. I may have a guest with me.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. My mom is like my biggest fan in the whole world, and she comes with me to a lot of stuff. So
I think she was at the parlor that night when you got on the stage. Yeah. I think she was there. Yep.
My mom
She's
and
probably
my
listening
sister.
Tonight, isn't she?
Oh, I hope. I'm sure.
Hi, Mom.
I hope so. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Amanda.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably like I'm my boy's biggest fan, too. So that's how it goes. You're proud of your kids.
That
when you
is
do what
right.
You do.
Yeah.
That guitar is not a 12 string. That is a 6 string.
Correct.
It sounds good enough to sound like a 12 string. Yeah. Well, everybody's here saying, man, your voice is awesome.
It is.
Yeah. Oh. And great, great show. So
thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to, we always catch hell for not signing off the way we should, huh, Greg?
Yeah, how should we do that?
Well, here's what I usually think works. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week on Independent Artist Spotlight. How does that work, Rockstar? There we go.
I like that one.
Okay. Here's some Garth Brooks for you.